John's cool, but JT and Ted bounce off each other way better. Plus, John never kept in touch with the show or even asked how anyone is. Martina, if anyone still talks to John Kiriakou, can you let him know the best day to start his new show is the 15th, not the 14th, the day he chose to start is a bad day astrologically. Robbie, I turn the mic over to you.
Okay, so regarding to John, I mentioned before I was kind of in a bad mood on Saturday. Or Sunday. So let me kind of unpack y'all what is going on. And this is going to be relevant to the show. So as y'all know, CAA, they are the ones that got John his new show that starts on the 14th over there on YouTube called The Briefing Room. Up before that time, I was still doing John's social media. I was doing all of his production work and getting paid $1,000 a month by John for doing all that stuff. CAA, they reached out to John saying, so you have to use our people. He is completely isolated. They now control his X account. John gave me, I got my Dear John letter, pun intended, on Friday via text message saying, I'm sorry, it's out of my hands. CAA has control of all of this. Long story short, because I no longer work for John, I have now lost half of my income. And that, needless to say, is that's a big hit. That's a big blow. Now, here's in my opinion, it's all about control. When I talked to John last night, and for the record, I'm not mad at John. This is not John's decision. He has no agency in this. They control him. He is silent.
He did sign a contract with them gave them this control.
Yeah. And so when I was talking to him last night, I was like, no, John, I want you to understand, I'm not mad at you. I understand. This is what it is. CAA is never going to let some hick from Montana handle your stuff if they are going to have these polished Hollywood types just come in and they are going to carry everything that you say. That's the difference. That being said, I told JT and Ted that depending on what happens, and this is my ask for y'all, this could very well be my last month here on this show as well as on TMI, because if I cannot afford to pay my bills, I cannot do this. I'm going to have to get a job at Walmart or something else. I told John that last night. He's like, Rob, you can go work at Walmart. I was like, dude, I have a wife and a kid at home. I have no choice. I have to do what's right for them. Here's my ask for each and every one of you. I'm not asking for a dime. I'm not asking for your money. What I am asking for you to do, though, and some of y'all are already doing this, and I appreciate you, is go over to Rumble and go onto YouTube, search for Putin Bot Gaming, and just when you go to bed at night, just pull up a playlist and let the videos run. If I make enough money, just to absorb most of the hit from that off of YouTube and Rumble, you can keep your favorite right winger here on the show. If not, then the show loses a producer. So, I mean,
we can do the show without Robbie, but it won't be as good. It won't be as tight. It'll be much harder for us to navigate the comments. It'll be, it just won't be as smooth. And it's not always, there's a lot behind the scenes technically that you guys don't need to know about. It's not really important, but we need Robbie. That's why he's here. It's not just, I mean, it's fun to have him, but that's not the main point here. He performs a vital, necessary service to the show and to JT and me.
Look, how many hours would you need, Robbie, for the game?
Well, I mean, in total, so on Rumble for the creator program, the two biggest metrics are the 75 live chats during a live stream. I've got those. I'm at 76, so that metric is done. To stay in the program, you got to have 500 watch hours. But of course, the more hours that you get, the more you get paid. I mean, that's right. How Rumble pays. They pay like terrestrial radio does. Right now I am currently sitting at 340 hours for the month. So that's going to be fine. And the way that really John kind of did this at the best possible time. Well, let me rephrase. It wasn't John. CAA did this at the best possible time.
Oh,
because with the creator program, payouts should go up because smaller creators who cannot stay in the program are going to get their walking papers. I mean, seriously, what my goal is to get 1,000 watch hours a month. If I do that, odds are they're going to be perfectly fine. And again, I'm not asking for a dime from any of y'all. I'm asking you to go to bed, click on a playlist, let it run.
If you guys can afford it and you can do more, and we appreciate what you already do, please consider it, because it's the bigger the pot is here, the bigger there's a pot for Robbie and for all of us. So,
yeah, I mean, if you're going to donate, donate to the show. I'm saying that I'm not asking you to donate to me directly, because that hurts the show. That's why when JT came on and John left, and both of these guys argued with me. That's why I suspended Robbie Aid. It does not make any sense for me to rob these two guys for my benefit. That would be dumb, and it would be selfish on my part to, in the extreme. Seriously, just support the show. And if whenever you go to bed, just hop over on YouTube. If you don't want to come to Rumble, do a search for Poopbot Gaming, click on the playlist, let it run.
Please bookmark it so it's like something you just sure. You just it see helps. of your browser, and just hit that sucker, go to sleep.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. Seriously,
I'm going to be doing it every day.
If Rumble pays enough, this will never even come up again.
And it's better to do it on Rumble than YouTube.
Just Rumble, their metric.
Well, Rumble pays more, but I'm going to be doing it on both, because you know, even a small payout from YouTube is still better than no payout at all. Yep. And I have a channel on both, so why not? Mm-hmm. It's just YouTube, I mean, they definitely suppress my channel because it's called Putinbot Gaming. And whenever I introduce myself, it's always as the master of misinformation who influences elections, because that's what I do. And so YouTube hates it. And it's just, it's fun. But seriously,
it's not really their thing.